Going back to the old dictionary, the big old one. I see all the time people talking about how we're in a simulation. And now the debate is, what percent of it is a simulation? I saw somebody the other day, 70% is a simulation. I don't even know how we're getting broken out into percentages at this point, but Aaron came across this word, and I didn't realize it was a word. Dissimulation. The act of dissembling, a hiding under a false appearance, concealment by feigning, false pretension, hypocrisy. Hey guys. My friend brought this to my attention, and I don't know, people ask, I see questions all the time. Why don't we have world fairs anymore? Remember the World's Fair? And I know there are a lot of conspiracies around the World's Fair. I have not dug into those. I have not gone down those rabbit holes. Maybe I should. Perhaps I should. I have a lot on my plate, though. But my first thought is because they don't want to show the public the cool stuff they actually got anymore. I think we stopped doing that a long time ago. And what you get now are these expositions where they show you upcoming tech, and sometimes they're not showing you real demos.
Now, have you ever wanted to do more than one thing at a time when you're watching TV? Of course you have.
They're basically making stuff up, claiming it's a demo, and then they rally public support behind it, and of course investors to pay a bunch of money for it, and it's not even really a thing yet. And there are things that are coming out about this now where they claimed AI was doing something and it's not even doing the thing they're claiming. And one of those things is Amazon Fresh. Do you guys remember the just walk out shopping things that they were going to do? And they had those commercials for it, and SNL even made a sketch about it. That's how far this went.
We use computer vision, deep learning algorithms, and sensor fusion.
Oh, okay. So it's a trap.
Yeah. Those were supposedly grocery stores that were being run by AI. And so this was the future of grocery shopping. You just walk in, you get what you're going to get, and you leave. And then you get sent a receipt sometime later because the AI knows what you took, or however that's supposed to work. Well, it just came out last month, actually. Amazon's giving up on that idea altogether, and that actually was never the case. It was never the case. They claimed that's what it was, but it actually never was. So this has been in multiple places, but I'm going to go with this article from Ars Technica. They're giving up on it, and the majority of the existing stores are going to have the tech that was in there removed. But it was never AI-powered. It was actually a bunch of people from India who were having to double-check a majority of the transactions that were going on in these stores. So this technology was announced in 2016, and they claim that they just put these cameras all over the stores, and they had rigid item locations, and this AI-powered computer vision checkout thing was going to be happening from all of that. And that was going to be the big future, right? But a new report that came out says that all these years later, they still can't get this to work. And they have more than 1,000 people in India who are working on it and having to manually review everything. And it says, as of mid-2022, the Just Walk Out required about 700 human reviews per 1,000 sales. So you can't even say that's an AI-powered system, really. That's a human-powered system that's having to basically babysit an AI that's not doing the thing they said it did. That's what that is. And people were getting their receipts like hours and hours later. There was all kinds of problems that were going on. It was repeatedly missing goals. And they were completely reliant on humans to double check every single thing that they were doing. This was not only just they had their own stores doing this, but they also had it in Whole Foods stores. They had this in sports stadiums, airports. A university was running this stuff. I mean, they started spreading this technology out despite the fact that it never worked. Not from the beginning did it work, and then it just never, ever did. But they started selling it anyways, like it did, and telling everybody this is how it worked, and it never did. That's the point. And you have people in the comments that are making jokes, because of course, memes, right? And is this borderline fraud? Well, yeah, you said you had a product. You said it worked this way. Could you imagine if a company sold a car to people and they said, yes, this car goes 100 miles an hour and it has all these features. And then you get this car and it goes 50 miles an hour and none of those features work. I mean, that's essentially what this is. It's total fraud. I mean, I don't know how you can look at it any other way. But I would even say it's more nefarious than that, because you're selling people an idea of a future, a high-tech, AI-run future that is more like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain than it is the actual wizard. So that's a whole different other psychology that's going on behind this, if you really think about the ramifications. I mean, this isn't just a lie. This is some whole thing where they're selling a vision of the future to people, and it remains to be seen if that's a real thing that could actually be accomplished and work the way they claim it's going to or not. So it isn't just like a company selling a product and misleading people on what that product can do. You're misleading people on an entire future that you're trying to cultivate a vision in the public about. And it's not there. It simply isn't there. And they really did make it sound like it would have been there by now, a long time ago, actually. I mean, this one thing they've been trying to do, they've been working on it for years. They announced this in 2016. And it still doesn't work. Despite everything they got right now, they still can't get it to work. So they're just giving up on it. But when they came out the gate with it, they certainly bluffed the hell out of making it seem like it actually did work this way when it never did.
Welcome to Amazon Go. Use the Amazon Go app to enter, then put away your phone and start shopping. Take whatever you like and just walk out. It's really that simple. So how does it work? We hired a bunch of workers from India to sit around manually babysitting our AI because it isn't doing the very thing we claimed it could do right. In fact, it's such a fail, now we're pulling this tech out of stores. Amazon Go is Amazon gone.
And you even had this guy say, it's worth noting that it isn't a case of there was no AI, it's just people. There was AI, it just sucked, and 70% of its transactions had to be corrected by humans. That means it only got things right 30% of the time. That's below an F. If you got a 30% in your class, you would fail. Okay? You wouldn't be continuing on. You would fail that class. That's below an F. That is so poor, okay? That's not something to rely upon for any reason. Financial transactions especially included, considering, I mean, that's people's lives we're talking about when it comes to being able to afford or not afford food. And somebody else responded to that and they said, with humans fixing 70% of the work, I'd hesitate to call this an AI system with human intervention and think of it more like a human system with some AI assistance. And really, it's not even that, because the humans were there because they had to fix the botched thing that the AI wasn't doing correctly. But in the meantime, they were still telling people this is how it worked. It never did. And it's not the only thing. There's other things like this that are going on. Google's Gemini was putting out AI demos that were staged. They weren't demos. They actually didn't work. Here's an article in TechCrunch about it. They made it seem like this AI could watch a video and then you could prompt it.
What the quack? I was just talking about a blue duck, and now you're holding one.
About what it saw. I'm doing air quotes on all these words. Watch a video, what it saw. But anyway, and that it could respond. But as it turns out, that wasn't what was going on. It wasn't carried out in real time, and it wasn't using video. It was using still image frames from the footage and prompting via text. So it's literally just not doing the thing that they claimed it could do. They made it up. They made it up. They could say whatever word, they can use a semantics game to claim whatever that is, whatever they want to say. But the word that's being used that they really don't like is fake, but I don't know what other word you could choose for that. If you tell people that an AI is interpreting a video in real time and is able to be prompted on what it is being exposed to in that video. But the truth is that you had to use still images and do a bunch of prompting, and they even had to reduce latency and shorten the outputs for brevity, was the claim. But what that really means is it probably took a lot longer for the Gemini to actually respond to the queries than what was being suggested in the demo. So basically every aspect of this demo was misleading, and they don't want people to use the word fake. And the guy down here at the bottom breaks it all down of what was going on in the video and how it wasn't what they said it was. And it says, should we have assumed that Google was only giving us a flavor video when they described it the way they did? Perhaps we should assume all capabilities in Google AI demos are being exaggerated for effect. I write in the headline, this video was faked. At first, I wasn't sure if this harsh language was justified, and certainly Google doesn't think so, as a spokesperson reached out to TechCrunch and asked them to take the word faked out of the headline. But despite some real parts, this video simply does not reflect reality. Therefore, it is fake. I mean, that what other conclusion can you arrive at? They're telling people this AI can do something it can't do, and then they're faking it to make it look like it can. So pick another word if fake hurts somebody's feelings too bad, but that's what this is, because it's not real. It can't do the thing that it's being portrayed as being able to do, period. Which my mama would say makes you a liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. And then Google responded to it and said, well, Gemini was used to create the video, and the video illustrates what the multimodal user experience built with Gemini could look like, and we made it to inspire developers. So when they get called out on it, and when news headlines start calling it fake, then they say, well, this was just inspirational. We're just showing what it could do. Like, no. Okay? No. If you were in a relationship with somebody and they did all of that stuff to you, and they're like, well, I was just showing you what it could be like to be in a relationship with me. Yeah, you would call that person a total freaking liar, wouldn't you? And pretty sure you wouldn't stay in a relationship with them if they portrayed themselves as being able to be a certain way and that's not who they actually were. So this is really fun semantics games, but it's not real. It's not real. And it's misleading the public, and it's misleading investors, and it's creating an illusion of a future, not the actual reality of that future. I don't know. It's the same with those headsets they're getting people to buy through Apple. I watched a pretty comprehensive breakdown of that. I'm going to have to see if I can go find that.
Hi, I'm a 3D avatar representing the human Eddie Burback. Today I can talk to you thanks to the powerful magic of Apple's new product.
But it's like you're sitting on your couch with this thing on your face, this huge box that's on your head. And it's got like a battery pack thing. Like it's a whole thing that you have to wear. It's not sleek and small. It's like a big, giant, boxy screen thing. And
I went to the App Store and was surprised with how empty it felt.
What is it that you're doing with it that's so great? You can open 5 tabs of Instagram at the same time? Like if you just want to dopamine overload your brain into oblivion, what is the purpose? I literally don't. But in the review, he showed all the things. First of all, this thing is $3,000, but also you have to do, if you need to wear glasses, you got to get a prescription thing put into it. So that's a whole bunch more money. Some people are spending $5,000 on this thing. And he was showing what you could actually do with it. And a lot of the games are really lame. They looked really lame anyway. They didn't look that fun. They didn't even look that responsive, honestly.
Why do you need this?
You could open multiple tabs.
Hey guys, just want to show you what the TikTok experience is like on the Apple Vision Pro. I have 3 TikToks going at once. I am able to consume as much TikTok content as I want at any given time.
But like I said, why would you want to do that? And then finally he goes, well, I could sit and watch a movie if it was charged up enough. I could sit on my couch and it's like I'm in a movie theater. So you're paying over $4,000 to pretend to be in a movie theater when you could actually just go to the movies?
failure.
And watch a real movie in a real movie theater for like however much a ticket price is. It's not $4,000, $5,000 to just go actually see the movie and experience actual reality and not some what looks very cheesy, honestly, fake movie theater that's being, you know, projected right into your eyeballs.
Oh, and then my headset died. Avatar was probably a bad choice because the movie runtime is longer than the battery life of the Pros.
Why? What is the reason? Why would you want to do it? And a lot of people are now starting to return it because they're getting headaches, they're having eye strain, it's not comfortable to wear. People are starting to have all kinds of physical issues with it. Dry eyes, redness, all kinds of just discomfort because it hurts your eyes to put. I mean, is that a real shocker to the world that putting a screen right on your face is maybe gonna not feel super good after a while? I don't know why that's shocking to anyone. People are paying between $3,500 and $5,000 to find out that putting a screen right on your eyeballs gives you a headache. That's essentially what's going on. And it doesn't even look like anything you can do with it is that cool. It just reminds me of all the promises they were promising people back in the 60s and even the 80s, you know, the Jetsons and Back to the Future and all this kind of stuff, right? But when it comes to actually scaling that out and giving stuff like that to the public, what we keep getting are things like Meta with their legless. I guess they did finally give people legs, but
the best way to understand the metaverse is to experience it yourself. How we actually experience the world and interact with each other. Experience the world, experience experiences. You're going to be able to move across these different experiences in the experience.
This is what we keep ending up with. It's like a bait and switch. It's like they're egging people on for something, but they're not being honest about what they actually do have or don't have. Because they're telling the public this is how it works, but it's not. It's just not. And I just wonder how much more of these things there are. How many more things have we been told about what this future is about to be? And how much of it's really actually true? And how much of it is a Potemkin village, a false front? And when, if you go up to it, it's like the elevator in the Truman Show. How much of the future that we are all, much of the public sleepwalking into, we're all heading this way. I mean, the river's going, it's going in one direction. But how much of that is real? And how much of it is just based on these fake, I mean, you maybe don't want to use the word lie, but what other word is there for what this is? Anyway. I'm sure if I spent all day, I could find many more examples. I just thought it was interesting to note that this kind of stuff just keeps coming out. If the future really is the future that they're claiming, and they can really do the things they keep claiming they could do, then why do they keep getting caught lying about it? And that's why I say dissimulation. I think it's a much more apropos word. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys soon. So maybe it's a dissimulation on top of reality.